The Destroyer. It's 2005 in Denver, Colorado, at the University of Denver. All the people are saying hi to each other and smiling, excited for the new semester. It's first period, and a boy named Tom Jones goes to the bathroom with his friend Alan James. Tom and Alan are talking, and then Tom gets a phone call. He hears a creepy voice saying September 13th, 6 p.m., and it hangs up. Alan asks, who was it? And Tom laughs and says it was probably a prank call. It's September 13th today, and it's the fifth day at DU. By 5:50 p.m., most classes are over, and Tom and Alan and their friends get out of school. They are coming to cross the street, and by now it's 5:59 p.m. Tom crosses the street first, and by now it's 6 p.m. Exactly, and out of nowhere, a car hits him. Alan and his friends are shocked. They can't believe it. The car came out of nowhere. Tom is dead, and the next day was his funeral. Everyone was really sad. Alan talks about the last moments he had with Tom, and he says that the first day of DU, Tom got a phone call, and I heard someone saying September 13, 6 p.m. All of them figure out that that's when Tom died, but they couldn't believe it was planned. A week after, Alan is in his house watching TV. Then he gets a message saying September 22, 8:05 p.m. Alan is scared because that's what happened to Tom. The next day, which is September 22nd, he goes to his friends and tells them what happened. They decide they are going to his house today to be with him. When Alan's friends get to his house at 7:30 p.m., they all watch a movie. Alan goes to the bathroom, and it's 8 p.m. Everyone is concentrating on the movie that they don't notice, and Alan left. After 10 minutes, it's at 8:10 p.m., they notice that Alan is missing, so they go upstairs to the bathroom. They find him dead. He was drowned in the bathroom with blood in his head. They were shocked. Most of the university went to the funeral. It's the second one this month. Alan's friends figured that anyone that gets a message or a call with a date or time will die. After a month, a girl named Maya Rose from DU gets a message saying October 3rd, 10 p.m. Maya Rose knew what the consequences were for that, but she didn't tell anyone, and she knew she only had 3 days. The next day, she went to her dad and asked him, why does everyone who gets the phone call or the message dies? She didn't tell him she got it. Her dad told her that his dad told him that there was a spirit named the Destroyer. It was alive 100 years ago, and she will kill everyone, but back then it wasn't with a warning, like the call or the message. But someone locked her up for 100 years, and now she's back. The next day, which is October 2nd, Maya went to the library and looked up the Destroyer. And she read that it's a spirit that used to be a girl that died in a homeless shelter, right next to her house. Maya decided she's going to go there tomorrow. It's October 3rd, 9:30 p.m., and Maya is at the old homeless shelter. It's dark and no one is there, but Maya always feels like someone is following her. Then Maya hears a noise in the third room, and she sees the spirit almost in her face. The spirit is pale white, and it looks like a little girl. Maya runs, get out of the shelter, and sees gasoline. By now, it's 9:50 p.m. She takes the gasoline and spreads it all over the shelter, takes a lighter from her pocket, and throws it over the whole shelter. It is on fire, and since that day, no one ever got the message or the phone call.